multiple rewards on the Thursday night. Why? Because just like there are sanctified nights, and you wouldn't come on Yawm al-Ashura, and you wouldn't come on Yawm al-Arafah, and you wouldn't come on Layali al-Qadr and perform a sin, because you know it proves the distance between you and God. On those days you would work so hard, because you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching. And on the night of Qadr, the more good deeds you do, the more it's going to produce for your heart. Thus Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can write for you the betterment of your year. Your heart has changed on the night of Qadr. You have begged your Lord for goodness. How can he say no to a heart that is ready to give goodness for the whole year? In the same way, on Thursday night, the reward is multitude, manifold, because my heart is doing good a'mal on Thursday night. In the same way, the audacious human being that dares sin on a Thursday night, how can Allah do anything but distance himself from you on the Thursday night? This is why the spiritual masters call the Thursday night the beginning and the end. Al-awwal wal-akhir. On a Thursday night, amongst the a'mal that we are required to do is recite Surat al-Qadr. Correct? For example, in your Maghrib Salah, begin your Maghrib Salah with Surat al-Qadr. إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. What will make you comprehend how grand Laylatul Qadr is? Laylatul Qadr خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ الشَّهْرِ. It is greater than 1,000 months. Why 1,000 months? Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choose 1,000 months? Think about it this way. The average lifespan of us is approximately 70 years. Rasulullah has a hadith where he says, my ummah will live to the average of 60 to 70 years. 70 years. Now I'm not good at maths, so I want you to help me here. 70 years at 12 months. How many months is that in the total lifespan? Who can tell me? 800 and? 840, ahsantum. That means the average lifespan of a human being is 840 months. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alfi shahr, is better than 1,000 months, meaning this one night of a'mal is greater than the whole of your lifespan put together. Now, on the night of Thursday night, the first amal we are recommended is to perform the recitation of Surat al-Qadr. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to realize that just as there is a value to Laylatul Qadr, there is the same significant value to Thursday night, Laylatul Jum'ah. Meaning that if Laylatul Qadr has the capacity to change your entire life, and one night can be greater than your whole life put together, Thursday night's proper a'mal can be the movement within your heart to change your entire life to become better than the whole of the life before. Thursday night. This is the capacity Thursday night has. Hence start it with these actions. On Laylatul Qadr, what do? You fast the day so that you are ready for the night. Thursday day, fast it so you're ready for Thursday night. As Laylatul Qadr comes, you perform ghusl, don't you? Why? So that you're spiritually purified, you've cleansed yourself for Laylatul Qadr. On Thursday night, perform ghusl, so you're prepared spiritually for the blessings of Thursday night. On Laylatul Qadr, we eat just a little bit, so that as we're begging Allah in Laylatul Qadr, as His blessings are descending upon us, our stomach is empty, ready to behold the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On Thursday night, eat just a little bit less. So when you're reciting Dua Kumail, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabb, قَوِّ عَلَىٰ خِدْمَتِكَ جَوَارِهِ وَاشْدِرْ عَلَىٰ الْعَزِيمَةِ جَوَانِهِ وَحَبْلِيَ الْجِدَّةِ خَشْيَتِكَ وَاجْعَلْ لِسَانِ بِذِكْرِكَ لَهِجَا وَقَلْبِي بِحُبِّكَ مُتَيَّمَا وَمُنَّ عَلَيَّ بِحُسْنِ إِجَابَتِكَ. when you're begging, O Lord, strengthen my limbs in service of you. Make my tongue do dhikr of you. Make my heart behold the truth of you. You're not saying it on a full stomach lazily. You're saying it in a way in which you genuinely mean those particular words. Thursday night has a huge level of blessing to us. If only we understood the power, the sanctity, the potential of Thursday night. There is a potential to change our entire lives through the a'mal of Thursday night. A'mal of Thursday night. What are those a'mal of Thursday night? As an example, we are recommended to perform du'a kumail. We are recommended to recite Surat al-Yasin. Now here, I want us to think broadly. I want us to start thinking as independent, intellectual human beings that don't perform actions ritualistically. If I come on a Thursday night and I just sit here and I come for the majlis and I recite Surat al-Yasin ritualistically, tangibly speaking, how much thawab am I really gaining? Remember, we said thawab isn't those bag of deeds that one day 50,000 Surat al-Yasin will be presented to me. No, the value of the Surat al-Yasin will be presented to me. True or not? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ الْمُلْكِ وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. He is the one who has created death and life. Why? So that he may test you. And what ending? To what goal? So that he may see from amongst you who has the best quality of deed. أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. He didn't say أَيُّكُمْ أَكْثَرُ عَمَلًا. أَكْثَر, meaning from the word كَثِير, means quantity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't say, I'm going to reward you based on 50,000 Surat al-Yasins. I'm going to base you on the one Surat al-Yasin that you recited from your heart, that changed you. True or not? أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Not أَيُّكُمْ أَكْثَرُ عَمَلًا. Therefore, on a Thursday night, it is about the quality of our action as to how we engage in with this amal. Now here, think very broadly with me for a minute. Around the world, and tell me if I'm wrong, you will have spoken to your family members, maybe you have family members in Dar es Salaam, in New York, in London, and normally there is a general consensus that around the world, the number of people attending Thursday nights are dropping. True or not? Our youth are slowly not attending Thursday night. The numbers of people attending wilada and istishhada programs is slowly dropping, true or not? And this is our normal complaint. The problem is our numbers are dropping because we have not kept up with the intellectual revolution of Thursday night. The pulpit needs to speak in accordance with the needs of the era. True or not? If it's not speaking about the needs of the era and it's focused on entertainment and fada'il only or sectarian divide, then who wants to come to the masjid to listen to things? Our youth are going to universities, they're hearing the heights of intellectual acumen. They're becoming doctors, pharmacists, lawyers, engineers. But when they come on Thursday night, when they come for wilada and istishhad, all they're hearing is sectarianness, all they're hearing is fada'il, all they're hearing is entertainment. Why are they going to come when that professor is giving them this, but I am only giving them this? True or not? Why would they want to come if the pulpit isn't teaching them how to become a genuine good human in the world in which they live in? The Thursday nights need to become what it was employed to become, to change the heart for that week. It is the beginning of the week, it is the end of the week. The same way Qadr is the beginning of the year and the end of the year. that I come prepared to say to my Lord, my whole year has come to the conclusion with this night's a'mal, and therefore begin my whole year based on the quality of this a'mal, Thursday night needs to come with that same thing. My Lord, look at the quality of my a'mal from the last week to this, begin my next week with the quality of this a'mal from Thursday night. The pulpit needs to be alongside it. Our recitation of du'a needs to come here. The recitation of Quran needs to come from here. Many of us around the world are seeing a decline in the number, to the extent that sometimes in masajid, in Husayniyat, 10, 15, 20, only 30 people are coming for Surah Al-Yasin. True or not? It's a shame. Now here we need to think very broadly. This Surah Al-Yasin, it's the heart of the Quran, correct? If there are only 30 people coming, we're reciting it. Why are we reciting Surah Al-Yasin on a Thursday night? Who can tell me? Why are we reciting Surah Al-Yasin on a Thursday night? For what reason? For whom? Al-Marhumeen. The thing is, Surah Al-Yasin is not for Al-Marhumeen. Primarily it's for us. And secondarily for Al-Marhumeen. True or not? Surah Al-Yasin says, لِيُنْدِرَ مَنْ كَانَ حَيًّا وَيَحِقَّ الْقَوْلُ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. Surah Al-Yasin is not for the dead. Primarily it's for us alive. لِيُنْدِرَ مَنْ كَانَ حَيًّا. It is for us who are alive. Secondarily, it's for those people who are marhumin. Yes, we recite it for them. But I pose you a simple question, my honored, respected brothers and sisters. If the decline in the number is occurring, and only 50 or 30 or 100 people are coming out of 500, then how much are the marhumin benefiting from that Surah Al-Yasin? As in, you have marhumin, true? We all have marhumin that we hope Surah Al-Yasin is reaching them. If people are not concentrating in Surah Al-Yasin, and it's not coming with true heart, so there's no thawab, genuine thawab, and there's numbers declining, then what thawab is reaching my marhumin? Thursday nights, we need to come to the Imam Barakah in order to benefit ourselves and in order to benefit our marhumin. You know, there was an alim, very senior alim, I won't give you his name, but you will definitely know him from amongst our community. He was sitting in his community, and unfortunately there was a decline on Thursday nights. Youth weren't attending, some brothers and sisters weren't attending, so he decided to address the issue. So he says, I know why people don't come on a Thursday night. I know you've had a long week, I know business is tiring, family situations. You don't want to come. Probably my sermon is very boring, so you don't want to come. He says, let me tell you something. On Thursday nights, the blessings of the unseen realm are completely different to any other time. Baba, come to the masjid. Even if you have to sleep and bring your pillow, I don't mind. Just come to the masjid in order to benefit from what's there. Just come, engage, sit, think, read, understand. There is so much blessing on a Thursday night. That think intellectually now, with me. If on a Thursday night, Surah Al-Yasin is not bringing people towards the community, is it Surah Al-Yasin's fault or is it my fault? It's my fault. But the fact that our community isn't reciting Surah Al-Yasin on a Thursday night for our marhumin, I have to analyze why. Maybe there's no translation available. And so all I'm doing is reciting it like a parrot. The youth, brothers and sisters who are busy with their lives, they're not going to come and recite things like a parrot, are they? Be honest, it's not going to happen, is it, today in the 21st century? Maybe the time for us is to start reading it in Arabic but have the English available for us. Simple things, so I'm learning what I'm reading so it comes from here instead of just here and here. Maybe I have the capacity to change the surah for 1 week. If it's going to bring more people and more thawab is going to come and more marhumin are going to be blessed, and I'm going to genuinely move my own spiritualness, maybe I need to see another surah here. Is Surah Yasin the only surah recommended on a Thursday night? Of course not. Listen to this hadith. Listen to this hadith. Pay very close attention, brothers and sisters. Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam states, من قرأ سورة الإسراء في كل ليلة الجمعة لم يموت حتى يدرك الإمام الحج عليه السلام. He, اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد. He who recites Surah Al-Isra, chapter number 17 of the Holy Quran, every week on Laylatul Jum'ah, on Thursday night, he does not die until he sees Imam Al-Hujjah alayhi salam. Subhanallah. Now I'm asking you as an intellectual human being, you are intellectual human beings, is the purpose of the religion to be dogmatic? No. Is the purpose of the religion to be ritualistic? No. If I'm not coming to the masjid on Thursday nights because it's not producing, yielding, giving me my spiritual benefit, isn't it better that I come when something spiritually is going to be available for me? I'm not saying stop Suratul Yaseen. Please, don't leave here and say, Jaffa says stop Suratul Yaseen. You can clearly say, I'm not saying that. I'm saying, bring genuine development from the heart, from the community. If we have stagnated as a community, stop. Think about why we have stagnated as a community. We are all autonomous, intellectual human beings. Tell me something. If your business last year, I'm picking a figure for the sake of picking a figure, was making £100,000 profit. Let me say this. If 5 years ago, it was making £50,000 per year profit, and 4 years ago, 60, and then 70, and then 80, and then 90, and then £100,000 profit per annum. And then the following year, it also made £100,000. And then the following year, it made £100,000. And then the following year, £100,000. You would stop and think, why has my wealth gone like this, but all of a sudden gone like this? True or not? And let's say it went down. Let's say it went from £100,000 to 90, 90 to 80, 80 to 50. What would happen? You would be very shook, wouldn't you? You would call your business partners, there would be meetings, you would review your stock, you would review your marketing. I pose you a simple question, respected brothers and sisters. If the numbers are declining around the world on a Thursday night, why aren't we stopping to think about the causes of that in order for us to change the reasons? Is my wealth more important, or the coming of the awaited Savior more important? If on Thursday night, and I'm using these words very delicately, wallah, I'm using them very delicately, if people have become bored, stagnated because of the majlis, or because they don't want to come to listen to the same thing, or they're not coming to recite Surah Al-Yaseen, isn't it better for me to change and recite something, another part of Quran, which is going to be beneficial? Think about it. If Imam Al-Hujjah alayhi salam was sitting here, think about it. And 10 people come 1 week, but I produce something better for the youth and for the adults and for the elders on another week, and 500 people come, which one would he be more pleased with? It's very simple. Sometimes we need to stop and think about where we are in the 21st century. The 21st century is not the same as the 20th century. The challenges are different, the language is different, everything is changing. Our community needs to progress in the same way. Otherwise the world moves forward, we remain stagnant, there continues to be a distance between us and the rest of the world. Take this message home and ponder over it. Think about it. The value of Thursday night. Do I want to come and just come for another Thursday night and it go past me? Or do I want it to genuinely make that change within myself and to grow the fruit from within? I want to provide to you one verse of Quran that is possibly one of the most outstanding verses of the Holy Quran. And it speaks so beautifully about Thursday night. This comes to us from chapter number 10, Surah Al-Yunus, verse number 24 of the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the world And he talks about this verse as a sign of the coming of the awaited Savior of humanity. A sign. You know, normally we talk about the large signs and the major signs and the minor signs. This is a sign of the awaited Savior's coming from the Quran. And it speaks about the importance of Thursday nights. The verse says, the world will continue on. It will grow and die. Herbage will grow and it will die. Hatta ida akhadat al-ardu zukhrufaha wa zayyanat. The earth will continue and just carry on in its era, century after century, millennia after millennia, until one day the earth puts on its golden raiment and becomes adorned and beautified. Now think about the world today. Think about it from the technological advancement. Think about it from the industrial advancement. If you look around the world, don't you see the entire earth being adorned and beautified? New York, Dubai, Shanghai, it's all adorned and beautified. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues on. At that time, mankind will think that they have power over the earth. Aren't there people today who think that they have power over the earth? At that time, our command comes by night or by day. Our command, Imam al-Hujjah, comes by night or by day. What does this mean, by night or by day? One Christian scholar wrote, his name was Professor Haddad from Lebanon, he wrote and he said, look at the God of Muhammad. He doesn't even know whether his command comes by day or by night. He can't make up his mind. One of the great Marajit from Qum wrote a response and he said, do you not understand, by night or by day is about time zones. One part of the earth will be in night and one part of the earth will be in day. Meaning, what time will Imam al-Hujjah come on Friday? What time? Dhuha time, correct? 12 o'clock. Where? Mecca. Which means it will be 10 hours advance in Sydney and minus 10 hours in Vancouver. His command comes by night or by day. Meaning that on Thursday night, one part of the world will still be in Thursday night, Laylatul Jum'ah, whilst Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam is coming in Mecca. And other parts of the world, like here and going further on towards the east, it will already have passed Jum'ah and it will be the evening time on Friday. Subhanallah, how important must Thursday night be around the world? Because now I realize it is preparation for Imam al-Hujjah alayhi salam's coming. Imagine, at one point in Mecca, he comes and he announces himself, Imam al-Mahdi has come, but the people in America will still be performing the Akumail, saying, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi. It's a real world, isn't it? It's 24 hours, it's a clock. And therefore Thursday night is preparing ourselves for the coming of Friday. Imagine, you don't know where your risk will be. You don't know that tomorrow you won't be in Vancouver on that Thursday night when Imam al-Hujjah is coming at that very time. Make your Thursday nights a special Thursday night. Prepare yourselves properly for Thursday night. Because that Thursday night might be the night that he is coming the next day, inshallah. If you imagine what it must have been like for those companions on that Thursday night of the night of Ashura. Because the event took place on Friday day, correct? Therefore the night of Ashura was the Thursday night. Their a'mal, them performing their istighfar, definitely performing their du'a kumail. Imagine where it came from their heart. And thus the narration state that hundreds of letters, 600 letters reached Aba Abdullah alayhi salam in Mecca on one day, inviting him to come to Kufa to gauge the revolution. And people wrote to him, he sent his ambassador Muslim ibn Aqil alayhi salam, and as he sent his ambassador, Muslim ibn Aqil was caught by Ubaidullah ibn Ziyad. as he was caught, he was taken towards the rooftop. At that point, the narration says, Muslim alayhi salam says, I ask for a glass of water. Subhanallah. Imagine how hard Hazrat Muslim alayhi salam had been fighting, that they had to build a trap for him to fall into before they could capture him. He had fought so hard and was so thirsty that amongst his final requests was a glass of water. The hadith says as he was passed the glass of water, he lifted it towards his lips and he was bleeding so much from his face, the blood poured into his water, it became najis and mudaf and he couldn't drink that water. A second time he asked for the water, a second time blood poured from his face into the water. A third time he asked again, the blood poured from his face into the water. And then he took it and said, I cannot drink this water. I imagine, oh Hazrat Muslim alayhi salam, did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want you to drink that water? Or did he want you to imagine the thirst of Aba Abdullah on the 10th of Muharram? Because on that final moment even he cried out and said, give me one sip of water, grant me a glass of water. The enemies dared respond by saying, oh Hussein, we will not quench your thirst, nor will your thirst be quenched until you reach the fires of hell. He responds, by Allah, you have lied. My grandfather will quench my thirst the moment I meet him. And then in the final moments, he calls out, bear witness that they killed Hussein thirsty on the 10th of Muharram. And this is why that he gives his wasiyah to his son Zain al-Abidin in the final farewell. He says, oh Zain al-Abidin, when you return back to Medina, tell my Shia one thing, that every time they raise a cold glass of water towards their throats, to remember their master's thirst on the 10th of Muharram. This is why we turn towards Karbala and we say, As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah, whenever we drink a cold glass of water. At that moment when Muslim's head fell, then it fell towards the floor, his body was thrown over and his body and head was hung on the gates of Kufa. He called out, As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. That news travelled as Aba Abdullah was leaving Makkah and arriving towards Kufa. He turns towards the daughter. He turns towards the 13-year-old daughter. He comes towards the 13-year-old daughter of Hazrat Muslim. She comes towards her and pats her on the head and says to her, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. She looks up towards Imam al-Hussein and says, oh my uncle Hussein, why are you patting me on the head? You only do this when someone has become an orphan. He responds and says, oh child, do not cry. Now I have become your father. My sons have become your brothers. And my daughters have become your sisters. Fear not, now we will look after you. I ask you, Aba Abdullah, as you are leaving Makkah and you pat the head of this young child, imagine Sakina looking towards her and saying, oh my father, in a few weeks you will not be patting my head as I am an orphan. In a few weeks Yazid in his palace sleeping comfortably will pass your head to me on a plate. I will take off the handkerchief, I will see your head, and instead of you patting me on my head, I will pat your head, oh my father. I will hug your head, my father, instead of you hugging my head.
ألا لعنة الله على القوم الظالمين وسيعلم الذين ظلموا أي منقلب ينقلبون إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون.
Please raise your hands and join us in dua. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the hastening of the reappearance of the awaited Savior. We ask you, Ya Allah, allow us to be alongside Him at all times in our life and in our death. We ask you, Ya Allah, if we are to pass away from this world before His coming, raise us from our graves that we may partake in the victory of Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. We ask you, Ya Allah, there are many people around the world going through desperate times, those in war, those oppressed, those in a state of poverty, hunger, lack of education, lack of medicines. All those people, grant them safety, security and victory for the sake of Muhammad and Ali Muhammad.
Ya Allah, allow us to die and to be raised with Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. Wassalamu alaikum jami'an wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.